Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I can't believe we are into the second week of December. And if you're not already thinking about 2024 and what worked and what didn't work for last year, let's make this next year an amazing year. I was just in Austin at an amazing convention, and I'd love to share some of these things with you. Really just simple things that we really don't really know about, but yet it really makes a difference. So again, reach out to me if you want to increase your business. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You can also email me, and of course, that is kim@kpshow.org. Of course, I start all of our shows with something uplifting, and not only make each day your masterpiece, make each month your masterpiece, make each year your masterpiece, and do better and bigger, and that's what it's all about. Think big, think really big, so that you can have the results that you want. First guest, we've got lots of guests today. And of course, my first guest is Dr. Sherry Frey, and she's a board certified dermatologist. And she's going to be talking about tips to beat dry skin. I don't know about you, but I just keep pouring lotion on. Let's bring Dr. Sherry Frey on.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, we're talking with Dr. Sherry Frey. And basically, you're an assistant professor of dermatology. And as I'm putting on my lotion, okay, I'm in Austin right now, and it's that cold front that's coming over everything. Tell us a little bit about, of course, skincare and what we can do to make sure our skin still looks beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me. This topic is so important right now. As we know, the weather is changing. And so for the winter months, we really need to pay close attention to our skincare regimens. And that does not just go for the face. We need to make sure that we're properly moisturizing our bodies, because I think the faces get a lot of attention, but we can't ignore our body, especially in the winter, right? So the hands, knees, elbows, legs, feet, we need to make sure we're taking really good care of those body parts as well. What we know about the winter is that there's less humidity and that we're typically pumping, you know, dry forced heat. If it's in the car or, you know, even in our homes, when we're trying to warm our spaces, and that can dehydrate our skin. So we need the right skincare products, and we need to pay attention to the ingredients in those skincare products so that we can take good care of our skin.
So let me ask you a question. What is the right product, first of all? And do you have to change products, like, from summer to winter?
A lot of patients don't need to change products. They just need the right products. There are some patients who have different skincare conditions that we may adjust their regimen throughout the year. They're a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more prone to dryness. But what I found for most people is that if we're using the right ingredients and we're consistently using them, consistency is key. And we are making sure that we're taking good care of our skin, for instance, with ingredients like hyaluronic acid, which is a molecule that helps to bind water. And when we use it in our products, it's helping to trap moisture in our skin. Or ingredients like niacinamide, which are nourishing, and then, of course, petrolatum, which is a great sealant. So it helps to really lock in the moisture in our skin. So it's really about finding those ingredients. And there are lots of products like Olay's Hyaluronic Regimen, right? It's a body wash and a body lotion that contain those key ingredients that you can use all year round.
I love that. I love it. But what really causes skin changes during the colder months? What is it that, you know, that is doing it?
we talk about something called the dry skin cycle. So what happens is, again, the skin gets dried out because there's less humidity, the colder air, the dry forced heat. The skin becomes dry, and that can be irritated, itchy even. And that top skin layer, our skin barrier, begins to crack. And that skin barrier helps to trap moisture. So when it's cracking, we get more moisture leaking out. You know, you think about Swiss cheese, kind of holes in that skin barrier. Because the skin is itchy or inflamed, we can scratch the skin, which can cause it to be more inflamed, and that skin is dry, and our skin is trying to protect itself. It's an organ, so it's trying to protect itself, and it builds up a thicker layer on top. Well, that just leads to more flakes and scales, and it actually prevents moisture that we put on the surface of our skin from getting to the deeper layers. So now we have a real problem, and it's a self-perpetuating cycle. But we can help when we use the right products with the right ingredients.
Wow, really, really interesting. Now, what about people that are, I see that you actually are, you do a lot of research and specialists in alopecia and lupus and, you know, cosmetic dermatology. Talk to us a brief about that, because that's a big problem. You know, a lot of lupus patients can't go out in the sun. And how do you stay out of the sun?
It's almost impossible to completely avoid the sun, right? So what we usually tell patients that have conditions that make them really sensitive to the sun is, number one, you're going to need the best sunscreen. So you need your SPF to be close to 50. You're going to reapply that sunscreen when you're out and about, but you need to put it on whether the rain is coming down, there's cloudy, you need to put it on in the wintertime because the rays do penetrate all year round, whether the sun is shining or not. And so we have to get just in the habit of wearing sun protection, reapplying it if we're out for a long time. And then we talk a lot about physical blockers. So we talk about sunscreens that contain titanium and zinc, things that are going to put a little higher level of protection on your skin. But again, we're finding more about these skin conditions and the skin barrier and just how important simple things like washing and moisturizing your skin is.
Wow. And is there certain soaps that actually can make that big of a difference in order to keep you not so dry?
The important thing about your body wash is that, number one, it contains the right ingredients. And so some of the ingredients you find in your body lotions, you can find in your wash. But you don't want to wash it. It's going to strip the skin, right? And a lot of washes and soaps do that. They cleanse, but they strip the skin. So if we look at Olay's Hyaluronic Body Wash, what we find is that after 2 weeks of using it, 95% of women saw visibly an improved skin. So we're seeing that just with a wash that deposits the right moisture into the skin, we're getting changes just from that alone, which is really unheard of because a lot of the soaps out there, as you mentioned, they do dry and strip the skin. So it's about finding the right product.
I love that. That, I mean, it's really about your whole regimen, right, of what you use from, you know, start to finish. And also, like, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know if most people, you know, shower off, and do you start your whole regimen again?
After your wash, the key component is to put on a body lotion within 3 minutes of the shower. So get it on right away, even on damp skin. And people look at me kind of crazy, but what we're doing here, again, with ingredients like hyaluronic acid and petrolatum, is we're taking even those little water beads that are on your skin and trapping them down into the skin. So apply it within 3 minutes, and then you can go back and pat dry if there's a little bit of excess moisture. But we have to apply that body lotion to our skin just to deliver moisture deeper into the skin and to lock it in all day.
I love that. And here's another thing, and I want your opinion on it, of course, as you are the expert in this, is, you know, they have those no, like, shower creams now. And I have found, because I do have dry skin, that I put that on in the shower and then just towel blot, and then I put my lotion over that. What's your thought on that?
You know what? Everybody is going to have a regimen that works best for their skin. There are some leave-on sort of shower products, but I think what you said is really important. is what you're doing after that, right? You're going in and then you're putting on your lotion over top of it. So we are layering products here, and we're doing that on damp skin so that we can trap that moisture.
I love it. Dr. Cherie Frey, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. How do my listeners find out more information, and how do they learn more about what we talked about?
So specifically for the Olay Hyaluronic Regimen, luckily that can be found in your local retailers, and it's less than $10, so it's very affordable. But you can also check out Olay.com for more information.
I love it. And, you know, it's so funny. I've known so many people that, like, my grandmother used to use Olay. And it's so, you know, it's just one of those ones that has been around a long, long time. So I love that. Again, happy holidays. Thank you so much. There you go. I like tried and true. There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know. You a little too tame, I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next, tell him you find a little something.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com. Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, the brighter side of life and business. And this morning, we're going to be talking about really not delaying the annual enrollment period for AEP. And the deadline is coming up fast. Medicare expert is going to be joining us on how to beat the clock and make smart coverage selections. There's so many things that we need to know about this. And I guess there are over 4,000 Medicare Advantage plans. That's so confusing for people. But of course, joining me today is Fran Stolzman. And he is the Chief Executive Office of eHealth and member of eHealth Board of Directors. And again, Francis, talk to us. Tell us a little bit so we're not so confused.
Well, Kim, let me start with it. It may appear daunting, but it's not as bad as 4,000 plans. That's what's available throughout the United States. The plans that are available to you is based on the zip code that you live in. And oftentimes, that'll take that 4,000 number down to 30 to 40 different plan options with maybe 60.
That makes it easy right there. There you
exactly,
go.
Exactly. So, healthcare is local. It's very local, and your zip code is about as local as you're going to get. So eHealth makes it easy for beneficiaries to navigate this, starting with finding out what zip code you live in.
Okay. And then let's talk about this like right away to start off of when is the deadline to enroll in a new Medicare plan?
Well, you're right. It's December 7th, as you mentioned earlier, and it's right around the corner. I think it's fairly common for people to procrastinate. This is something you don't want to procrastinate any longer, though. The longer you wait, the more likely it will be that you're in long queues listening to really bad hold music. We have other things to do with our day, right? So what I recommend, one of two options, I think, would really be a more convenient way. First, if you really want to talk to a live agent with eHealth, for example, schedule an appointment. That way you know you've locked that time aside, and our benefit advisor will be available to help you go through your needs assessment. Second would be to go directly to eHealth.com for an easy shop, compare, and enroll experience. The key, though, is take action now. Don't wait any longer.
Okay, I love that. And what does a beneficiary need to know if they decide to enroll online for Medicare coverage themselves?
Yes, well, it's best to prepare ahead of time. And what I mean by that is have your Medicare number available. Know what prescription drugs you're using, right, or expect to be using for the coming year. Make sure that you've got your preferred doctors' names and addresses identified. Mm-hmm. Take stock of your health status. Has anything changed significantly in the past year? Do you think you may need elective inpatient or outpatient procedure next year, because that's where costs can really be threatening, if you will, to your financial security. And then, of course, your budget. Has anything changed in your finances that may make an insurance or a premium bearing product less affordable? So you need to look at a $0 premium product. They're just a few examples of some preparation in advance. You'll have a much better experience, and it'll go faster and smoother if you have that information at your fingertips.
Really good advice right there. You know, it's interesting as my family and our business was looking at, you know, even just changing healthcare. And those are really smart things. Like, you know, when you go to the doctors and they always ask you what, antibiotics or what, I guess, prescriptions you're taking, And you should have that list. This is the same thing. You should have your doctor's list. These are all great things. And I always do, you know, at the end of the year, kind of like reevaluate and start your year with, you know, I call it the responsible list of everything that you, who you use in case of an emergency. So these are all things that you should really have on hand. And so I love that. And why is it important to work with a licensed insurance agent for these selections and enrollments?
Well, working with a licensed health insurance agent simplifies the process. These are individuals who are experts. They understand the coverage options. They understand the details. And that's what's really important here, is that this is as much about financial protection as it is about health insurance coverage, right? So it's important that you work with someone who knows how the prescription drug tiers work, who knows about how the out-of-pocket maximums work. These are areas that can ensure that you're going to have the most financial protection, the greatest coverage that's available based on the options or the plan options available in your zip code. But I think it's also important that when you have this conversation with a licensed insurance agent, you share other needs. So for example, maybe you have limitations and don't have a car, but you need transportation assistance to get to the doctor, to get to the pharmacy. Oftentimes there are plans that provide transportation services as part of what their plans offer. So it's really important to have that conversation with the licensed agents. And they're trained to know what plans offer these additional features that can be incredibly helpful to those, particularly with fixed incomes.
Wow. This is really, really good advice. I had no idea that that was something that could be offered. Let me ask you a question. Is there an age that, I mean, is there anybody below, is it 65 that could qualify for this?
There are, situations where those under the age of 65 may be Medicare eligible. Oftentimes it pertains to a disability, and that's determined by the Social Security Administration. So it's important for those who are under 65 who might have recently become disabled to determine whether they have met the requirements for Medicare eligibility. So that's a really good call out, Kim.
Yeah, because there's people that I know that really could, you know, they can't work anymore. They're barely living, and yet they're paying so much money that this could really benefit them. So, again, how do they get in touch with these agents that are licensed and experts to find out their selection for enrollment?
Sure. Well, at eHealth, you can go right to our website. That's eHealth.com, eHealth.com, or you can call a toll-free eHealth number, 866-552-0796. That's 866-552-0796. But again, it's important that you take action now, because December 7th is right around the corner.
Sure is. And let me ask you, so I know in the very beginning you mentioned their zip code, but anybody in the world can be calling you?
That's right. As long as you're Medicare eligible, you can call this number. You can come to our website. We'll ask for a little bit of information. And by the way, I should say with our website, if you start to navigate the shop and compare experience and all of a sudden you get confused or you're not sure about something, we have a lifeline. We have, you know, click the help button and a live agent will join you via chat. And if you decide you want to have a phone conversation instead, it's just a flip of a button and you're on the phone. So we try to make it as simple, as easy as possible. And Kim, I'm Medicare eligible. So I'm sort of, I make sure that things work based on how I think they should work as a Medicare eligible individual.
I love it. You've done a really good job, and I appreciate your help here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'll be sharing this with a lot of people. And, of course, I love it. You know, it's called a lifeline, right? It really is a lifeline. You need this. So, yeah, so definitely don't wait past December 7th. Be on time and put your health first. So I love that. Thank you very much for being here. Please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast. And also, happy holidays.
Same to you. Thanks for having me, Kim.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually traveling, and I know that's what we're going to be talking about today, the gift of travel and also giving the gift of travel. And, of course, joining me is Jennifer Weatherhead, travel expert. I hope that we can hear, you know, our conversation. Can you hear me good?
I can, yeah. It sounds like you're at an airport.
No, I'm actually at a convention out here in Texas, in Austin. So I'm excited to talk with you. So talk to us a little bit about yourself. And, of course, giving the gift of travel, it's like an experience instead of just something that you're going to get tired of, right?
Yeah, you know, I always say that the best gift, they're not opened, you know, it's a gift that's experienced. And I always say that's why travel is such a great gift, because it creates that anticipation, it creates experiences and memories that are going to last a lifetime. And so this holiday season, I just feel like you can take that gift of giving from expected to extraordinary with a Florida vacation, because it offers so much more. And whenever I think of Florida, I have so many great memories of all those sunny days and so many amazing vacation experiences and adventures. They have beautiful beaches, thrilling theme parks, state parks, and national parks. Whether you're looking for a romantic getaway, a girls or a guys trip, or a family vacation, Florida really has something for everyone. And that's why I think I love it so much, because no matter what kind of vacation I need or I'm in the mood for, Kim, I can always find it in Florida.
I love Florida. And I was just telling somebody here that I was going to be talking to you, and I love Destin. Oh my gosh. Have you been to that part of Florida?
Yeah, I have. Of course, I think I've been to pretty much every part of Florida. I'm a big fan. So I love getting some sun there.
There you go. And I love their beaches and just Panama, Florida. I mean, there's so many great places there. But what makes this, first of all, a good time of year to book a trip?
Well, yeah, you know, there are definitely some great deals this time of year. And of course, you want to make sure that you take advantage of those things. And lucky for us, Visit Florida and its partners, they've teamed up with Expedia to offer up to 25% off Florida hotels this holiday season. And you can have the option to filter these hotels by region, depending on the type of trip you're looking for, which makes it really convenient. So if you go to Expedia.com/giftflorida for a one-stop destination for finding all of those best deals in the Sunshine State. And you know, Florida has more than 825 miles of beaches, ranging from bustling to tranquil beach towns, like you mentioned. And the options are endless for those beach vacations. And if you're looking to go beyond the beaches, you can enjoy the thriving arts, culinary, cultural scenes in one of the state's many vibrant cities. Or you can get your wellness fix, too, in one of Florida's relaxing resorts. But I have to say, one of my favorite spots that has a bit of everything is Miami. And I was there this summer, and I just loved the food and art scene mixed with some of that relaxing downtime.
I love it. And talk to us about family travel, because everybody wants to either take their animals or their kids, right?
Yeah. So Florida is ideal for families because of those sunny, warm days. And that means that getting outside is a year-round affair. But if you want to enjoy some indoor activities, the Frost Science Museum in Miami is a great way to engage your younger ones. But parents can also learn a thing or two as well. And the IMEG History and Science Center in Fort Myers provides interactive exhibits, and it really pairs nicely with an afternoon of dolphin watching. And of course, sometimes you just want to blow off some steam, and Busch Gardens in Tampa is a great way to let it all go on a roller coaster. And one of my favorite things to do, and you really don't want to count this out, are cultural activities, because a quirky museum like the Dolly Museum in St. Pete works for all ages, and it's a must for me every time I go. And if you go through Expedia.com/giftflorida, you can also filter through property types to make sure that your accommodation and amenities are perfect for your family or families of all sizes.
I love it. Oh, my God, Jennifer, you got me excited about Florida and all the great things. Again, where can my listeners learn more about everything we talked about?
Yeah, so look, as I mentioned before, the best gifts aren't the ones that are open, they're experienced. So why not give your loved ones that gift to Florida, because they'll truly remember it. And of course, I recommend
visiting
expedia.com/giftflorida, because that's where you can save up to 25%
on those
Florida hotels. And, you know,
Lego.
It's no secret that shopping around the holidays, it can get really expensive. So why wouldn't you want to save and give a great gift to travel to?
Not only did they love them, but they were just so creative with them. And when we would go to clean up, we were like, don't touch that wear. Don't, you know,
so anyways, I think that's definitely going on.
I love them. Anyways, again, we're going to talk a little bit about really buying holiday gifts that everyone in the family will enjoy, and also a little challenging. So, Amanda, you're the mother of three who provides parenting and life skills and tips on the web. You have a series, right? TLC Me.
Yes, it's a web series with TLC where I share just tips and tricks and life hacks just to make parenting and life a little bit easier.
I love it. That's what I do here on the radio. I've got four children and now four grandchildren and one on the way.
Oh,
so almost five. And
amazing.
Let me tell you, so much fun. Yeah. So Amanda, what is the biggest challenge to finding unique gifts? So, you know, I'm ready.
You know, my goal is always to find gifts that inspire creativity and the joy of play and the joy of spending time together. But we all know that holiday shopping can be really stressful. But I have found that the Lego brand is really putting the fun back in holiday shopping with their in-store and .com experiences that you won't find anywhere else. So, you know, I love to shop online, but I love the idea of going into a Lego store for all of the really cool experiences, because, you know, Lego sets, they really check all the boxes. So I'm so excited to be here today to sort of share some of the holiday deals that they have going on.
I love it. And Amanda, you know what's really fun is they have those little, like, little boxes that you can go in and buy for really inexpensive. And so when I'm seeing my kids, my grandchildren, I'll just like, okay, here's a little soccer one, here's this one. And they also have girls and boys, which I love that.
Yeah, so you can create a minifigure that looks like you or any of your interest, which is fun for kids really of all ages. I mean, I would be excited if I had a minifigure that looked like me.
I didn't know that. So that's their newest thing, that you can basically make a mini you?
Yeah, so they have a lot of different variety of items that you can do when you're in store or that you can do when you're on Lego.com. So, you know, just something to think about when you're doing your holiday shopping is pop into a Lego store.
I love that. I love that. And I didn't know that there was just Lego stores. Are you talking about they have their own store brand now?
Yeah. So they have a Lego store that is just Lego and their sets, where you can kind of go in and see everything. Of course, you can go to Lego.com, and that's really where you're going to be able to see, you know, for every age, every interest, every building ability, you'll be able to sort of check those people off of your list, because you'll be able to see the wide variety of it. And I love the idea of going into the stores and actually seeing some of the Lego sets being built. So, for instance, I have been playing all day with the Lego Marvel's Avengers Tower. It is so impressive. It is over 5,000 pieces, and they released it in...
Oh, my God.
Yes, can you imagine 5,000 pieces? They released it in celebration of the Avengers' 60th anniversary of their comic book debut, and it has 31 minifigures of all of the different Marvel characters. So, you know, I've been playing with the different minifigures, and I love that it has 31. That's more than any set. I've also been checking out, this is a really fun one. It makes me think of my husband, because he loves old school video games. It's the Lego Icon Pac-Man Arcade. And so it has this really fun kind of vintage throwback feel, all of the Pac-Man characters. But the good thing about this, you don't need any quarters to play with that one. But and another really great set that I absolutely love is the 3D brick build of Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night. You put this together, and then you could hang it on your wall like a framed piece of art. It is really cool.
Very cool, Amanda. And now what about, I know you're playing with it and maybe your husband's playing with it, but what about the whole family? Are those the ones that you're thinking that the whole family would enjoy?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different sets. So if you, again, head over to this Lego.com or into a Lego store and you can find these different sets. So if there is something that you think will work with your family's interest, or if it's something that you can work together. So for instance, they have a Titanic, which is 9,000 pieces. And I could just imagine everybody working together to make it. So yeah, if, by heading over to Lego stores and Lego.com, you really have a lot of variety. And I just want to give you a little inside tip to save some money. The Lego Insider Weekend, this is happening November 17th through the 19th. So the Lego Insider is the group that you can sign up. It's their loyalty program and you get discounts, early access. If you sign up for the Lego Insider group, you have the Lego Insider Weekend, November 17th through the 19th, and you can get free gifts with purchase, but you'll get all this information a week early. So it definitely pays to sign up.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm all over this and I'm sure my listeners will. Well, you know, we love a deal and we love when we can find great gifts. So again, and I love Legos. My kids and my grandchildren love them.
Yes.
And so I love the creativity to it. So, and also just the, you know, just really making their little brains work hard to do that. So again, Amanda, happy holidays and thanks for bringing some of this to us.
Thank you. And happy holidays to you and your family as well.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadlines. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
All right, we've got Alyssa, and I don't know about you, but I've been in my pajamas all day long doing my Christmas shopping, and of course, she's going to talk to us about Buy with Prime. It actually simplifies the shopping experience. So for all those Prime members, let's talk about this. Hi, Alyssa. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And for our listeners that are just tuning in right now, if you are looking to get those holiday shopping wrapped up, are you making a list and checking it twice? Of course, our next guest has some excellent information, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about it. And, of course, we're talking about Alyssa Bronikowski. And welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, we're talking about Amazon. You see their trucks everywhere. They're like little elves running around trying to get everybody their stuff, right? And it's not even all just through the holidays. It's like 24/7.
It is 24/7. We at Amazon are excited about the holiday season and definitely want to get customers their holiday gifts to give to their family and friends this year.
There you go. Well, Alyssa, could you give us the latest? What is Amazon doing to help make our online shopping a little bit more easier and, of course, possible?
Well, there's no doubt the holiday season can be overwhelming. And this year, Amazon wants to make it even more convenient and easier for Prime members shopping beyond Amazon through Buy with Prime.
There you go. And I know we have Prime. Can you tell everybody a little bit more about when they have Prime and what happens? And it's almost like instant gratification, correct?
Well, I love Prime. I'm a Prime member myself. And one of our newest benefits of Prime is called Buy with Prime. And Buy with Prime is the option for Prime members to use their Amazon shopping benefits that they already know and love, like fast free delivery, seamless checkout, and easy free and hassle free returns while they're shopping on online brands' websites while using their Prime membership.
I love that. I love that. And so the new name of it is Buy with Prime. Very cool. And so when you're taking advantage of this feature, what can we expect?
When using Buy with Prime this holiday season, we're rolling out a number of new shopping benefits. Prime members can now view, manage, and track their orders on Amazon.com or the Amazon mobile app that they place through Buy with Prime. Prime members can also use a live 24/7 chat support option for Buy with Prime orders. And we've expanded the number of return locations for Buy with Prime orders, as well as the option to return those items without a box or a label.
And so if you don't have Buy with Prime, then there's going to be a limit on your returns and things like that?
Not necessarily. So whether you're a customer or a Prime member, you can always initiate a return. Typically, our return window is 30 days from the time that the item was delivered. But customers or Prime members can go on Amazon.com to initiate that return and see the date that they need to return the item by.
I love it. I mean, that's really the beauty of Amazon. You get it instantly. You're not going to the store. You're in your pajamas or in the luxury of your own home, right? And here you are shopping away. So I love it. It makes it so much easier. So let me ask
you. It's definitely more convenient.
I know, right? and so where can Prime members shop using this?
We have a number of top brands that participate in Buy with Prime. Some of those include Truff Hot Sauce, Wyze Smart Home Devices, and Targus Laptop Bags. And this holiday season, we're excited to introduce a number of Buy with Prime deals. So Prime members can take advantage of 50% off select smartphones and watches from Gab, 40% off select Sherpani bags, and up to 30% off select makeup from Bare Minerals.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. And this just isn't the holiday, is it? This is going to be year-round. Is that correct?
Buy with Prime is available year-round. Prime members who would like to shop using Buy with Prime can visit a participating online website, look for the Buy with Prime button, and then click it to place their order.
I love it. I love it. And so, Alyssa, where can my listeners go for more information?
For more information, customers can go to amazon.com/buywithprime to get a list of participating brands, as well as to stay up to date on the latest holiday deals.
Okay. And Alyssa, is there something like, what's top of your list this holiday?
Well, it's tough for me to say because if my family and my family and friends are listening to this, then their Christmas gifts are going to be a bit spoiled this year.
Personally,
some of the things I maybe gifted myself is some of the hot sauce I mentioned, some new clothes to get ready for next year, and then also some home accessories to decorate the house.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing this. And, of course, we're talking about Amazon. Alyssa, happy holidays, and thank you so much for sharing Buy with Prime. And, of course, give out that website one more time.
For more information, customers can go to amazon.com/buywithprime.
There you go. All right. Thanks again. Take care.
Tiger Joyce, President, American Tort Reform Association, is going to be talking to us about the worst judicial hellholes in the country. And guess where we are? California is being number three, okay? We need to talk about this. I want to bring you some attention to that. So let's welcome Tiger. Morning, Tiger. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And, of course, Tiger Joyce is president of the American Tort Reform Association. And we're really going to just talk about, I'm actually going to just hand it over to you. Of course, we're talking about the hell holes, right? And exactly what does that mean?
Well, judicial hellholes are places where we believe that with civil litigation, contracts or tort cases, just routine matters, especially personal injury matters, we believe mm-hmm. that the system is unfair. It's out of balance. The procedures and the way the underlying law works is fundamentally unfair to defendants in these cases. And the purpose of our report is to highlight these jurisdictions and to demonstrate through a lot of details in our report exactly why we think that the system doesn't work properly. We want to bring greater scrutiny and attention to these problems and to encourage public officials and those in a position to bring about change to do just that.
There you go. And of course, Tiger, from your report, Americans pay $1,424 in taxes, right? That's called dollars right there each year to cover excessive tort costs. Let's talk about that for a little bit. I know that our area, California, ranked was so high for lawsuit abuse. Talk to us a little bit about that and why did our area was so high?
Well, unfortunately, California has been a centerpiece of our report for years. I think several years ago, it was even ranked as the very worst. I wish I could sit here and tell you that it's lower on the list because things have improved. It's just that others have been changing in a more negative way relative to California, just continuing to be the perpetual problem that we highlight in our report. But you ask an important question about the cost involved. And I think this is really, really gets down to one of the key issues here, which is I think it's easy for non-lawyers and those who don't engage in the policy and the substance of, you know, the law and the procedures and the underlying issues and think, well, that's just those are just extraneous matters, not relevant to me. But the reality is, as these reports that you highlighted demonstrate, is that the excesses of the system extract a very significant cost from all of us. I think the $1,400 figure that you mentioned from this study is looking at it across the country. And that's for the average person, just sort of, you know, wherever that person, wherever he or she may be. But when you boil it down into California, it's much higher. Across I think the state, it's well over $2,000. But even in some jurisdictions, it's well over $5,000 per person. It's close to $6,000 in the San Francisco, Oakland area. So just think about that's just the same way you have to have money withheld from your paycheck to pay for your federal or state taxes or for Social Security. You're having the average person is in San Francisco and Oakland are paying nearly $6,000 to the excesses of the civil justice system. That's a very significant price to pay.
That is very alarming. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I kind of wanted to go over the rankings. And of course, from 2023 to 2024, Georgia was number one. And then, of course, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. And then Cook County, Illinois. And then, of course, California, we're right there. New York City, South Carolina, Augustus, their litigation. And then Lansing, Michigan, and Louisiana, and St. Louis. I mean, are they all, how does lawsuits abuse affect those of us who aren't lawyers?
Well, I think the major impact is the cost. And also, right. I would add that the analyses show that it impacts, the tax base for a state or even a local government, but also the creation of jobs. We see, for example, in San Francisco and Oakland alone, it's over 180,000 jobs lost per year. And in Los Angeles, in the sort of Orange County area, it's even higher. It's nearly 400,000 jobs lost. So that's an economic cost that is borne throughout the jurisdiction. So it really demonstrates that this really is not just a problem for lawyers and politicians and professors. It's an issue that really affects all of us in our day-to-day lives.
Talk to us about litigation tourism and how does it affect our courts?
Yeah, well, that's an important issue. And, you know, when you think about what does a court exist to do? Now, let's just sort of put the lawyer hat on for a moment. We're talking about the California state courts. But, you know, you mentioned probably the best example that we see is in Pennsylvania. Why it's now one of the, it's along with Georgia's the number one judicial hellhole. You had a decision right before Thanksgiving from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that dealt with something called venue. Well, venue is just a legal term for where a case can be brought. And generally courts try to, and the system tries to ensure that there's some relationship between a court where it sits and the underlying injury, the claim, or one or more of the claimants. But Pennsylvania has decided that's irrelevant. They basically any case that can be brought in Pennsylvania can be brought in Philadelphia. It is the venue of choice. It is where they aim to bring these cases. And so what is the impact of that? Well, number one, it's a problem for the defendants. Because the plaintiffs get to choose where they bring their cases. But if you think about it even further, if you're living in those communities, if you have a case matter that requires actually going to court, the docket of that court is just all of a sudden is jammed with these cases that have nothing to do with the community. So we get very far afield from what its intended purpose is when you engage in this sort of litigation tourism, as we call it.
Wow. Tiger, I so appreciate you bringing this to our attention, first of all. And how do my listeners go and learn more about this in their for their areas?
Well, the report is available on the internet at judicialhellholes.org. That's judicialhellholes.org. I think especially for those in California, there's a lot of information. We go through a extensive analysis of any number of areas that have been continuing problems and efforts to expand and proposals and laws that expand liability that we think are fundamentally problematic.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You could tell you're very passionate about this. I love that. And thank you again. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Tiger. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Don't count the days. Make them count. And, of course, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry,